his lawyers or he himself did not draw up that indemnity agreement. It was done by the UK lawyers on behalf of Nelson. He sought advice from two prominent attorneys with impeccable integrity in relation to whether he should make payments, I understand. I do not know if he had indicated to them that he did not send this agreement to the DPP. Then he took a statement, a notarized statement. All that is well and good that he took the notarized statement, but he should not have agreed to the indemnity agreement because that is massive inducement for this witness to give evidence. He sent the notarized statement to the DPP, and on the basis of that, the DPP entered the bargain arrangement with the accused Nelson, without knowing that the Attorney General had signed on the indemnity agreement and made massive payments of taxpayer money to the lawyers in UK.